Good day, everyone, and welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Now for introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Christy Snyder. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jamie, and welcome everyone to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is how to use IBM Support Assistant version 3.0 to solve or answer your IBM software product challenges. After the presentation, the lines will open for a question and answer session. Today's presenter is Lee Chen, software engineer. Chris Lee has also joined us today and will assist Lee during the question and answer session at the end of the presentation. Lee Chen has been with IBM Support Assistant development team since August 2005. Her area of expertise is web application development and is one of the primary developers responsible for the IBM Support Assistant's user interface. Prior to her role, Lee worked in several IBM software product teams. Chris G. Lee has been with IBM Support Assistant development team since January 2004. He is passionate about web application development, user interface design, and helping customers solve problems. Prior to his current role, Chris worked in IBM Developer Relations and IBM Partner World for developers. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Lee. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Christy. My name is Lee Chen. I'm a developer in IBM Support Assistant team, and my primary responsibility in the team is responsible for ISA user interface. I understand most or some of you have already seen or used ISA version 2 or attended WSTE presentation about ISA version 2 back in February. So I will do my best to highlight what's new or changed in version 3.0 in my today's presentation. My colleague, Chris Lee, will join me at the end of the presentation for questions. Slide 2, Chris, please. So today's agenda, in case ISA is new for you, I will first talk about what is IBM Support Assistant. How does ISA simplify your support challenges? What is new in ISA version 3.0? Then I will give you some general information about ISA, such as where to download ISA, how to send feedback to ISA team. I will spend most of my time on walking you through ISA main screenshot to show you how ISA will help you to use IBM software products. Slide 3, please. So what is the IBM Support Assistant? ISA is a free serviceability workbench. Customers and internal IBMers can download and install to their desktops to help them resolve problems and answer questions they may be experiencing with IBM's software products. In the future release, we are planning to expand the support to IBM hardware. ISA version 3 runs on Windows, Linux, AIX, Unix, HP, and Sonoris operating systems. The main feature of ISA includes serviceability tools and quick access to support related product information. Our team is working closely with IBM product teams across IBM software brands like WebSphere, CB2, Notice, Rational, and Tivoli to create product-specific plugins for ISA systems. The plugins contain the product support relative information and serviceability tools, so you can tailor ISA systems to the specific product by installing the product plugin. I will give more details later. So far, and the product plugin, we have over 52 product plugins available to be used with ISA, including WebSphere from version 5.0 to 6.1, WebSphere MQ, Tivoli Storage Manager, Rational Application Developer, WebSphere Portal version 5, WebSphere Commerce, and there are more and more product plugins will be available for you to customize ISA systems. Slide 4, please. So how ISA help you to simplify your support challenges? In discussion with IBM customers and analyzing our problem management reports the customer submits to IBM, we found there are five major customer needs when they use IBM software products. The customer needs quick access to key IBM product information. They want to have shorter time to get resolution back from IBM. They want to have easy access to helpful, relevant education. They also want to have guided assistance to analyze and isolate software challenges. They want to have readily available serviceability tools designed to fix problems by themselves. Based on these major customer needs, IaC version 2 is made up of four major function components, a search component to search IBM and non-IBM locations concurrently, support links component for quickly access to key product information, a service component to help you expedite problem submission with key data collection, an education component providing a convenient access to education resources. IaC version 3.0 offers three new components, full framework, update manager, and product information. Easy add-on tool framework that helps IBM tool developer to deliver their tools to the customers. The customers can use these tools to analyze and fix the problems. Update managers to allow customers to find new products and tool plugins to customize IaC system and product information. The third new component is product information component. This component is the enhanced support link and education component in version 2 and includes a list of links for the user to quickly access the right IBM site for a specific product question and support related issues, and as well as education and roadmap resources. In IaC version 3, besides the new components, we also enhance the existing components. For example, for service components, we added problem symptom-based data collection. We added export data collector as a standalone collector. You can use the exported standalone collector to collect data in a different system where IaC is not available. Slide 5, please. So this slide lists some general information about IaC. If you cannot write down and don't be panicked, you can always access the replay of webcast after the presentation to find the URL, how to get IBM support assistant overview information, how to download IaC. In order to download IaC, you have to get the free IBM ID by registration. And also you can have a URL to go to IBM Education Assistant site to have an IaC tool. And also we have a team email address, which is ibmsa@us.ibm.com. You can always use this email address to send your feedback to IAC. And also on IAC UI, we have a feedback tab, so you can click that tab, bring up your default email program to send an email and your feedback to IAC team. Slide 6, please. So let's start at the welcome page. This is the default landing page when you start IAC. There are some instructions on the page to let you know how to get started. So please, if you first time to use IAC, please read some instructions on this page. First and most important, you need to customize IAC system to the particular product you are interested in. What does that mean? It means you need to download some products and tool plugins by using IAC version 3 new components updater, which is located on the right top of your welcome page. Updater allows you to find and download new product plugins, new support tools, and new versions of the IaC. If you take a quick look at the top navigation tab, you will see the major components of IaC version 3. They are search components, product information, tools, service. You can easily access these components anytime after you start ISA by clicking these components. Also, you can access from welcome page. On the top right, there are some components that facilitate use ISA. You can change default setting in preference components. As I said, you can use feedback. Just click feedback tab on the welcome page to send your feedback to ISA team. You can also click help to get on my help. You can also click about to get what the version of ISA you are currently using. Slide 7, please. So how IDM products work with ISA systems? As I said before, our team is working closely with the IBM product team across IBM software brands to create product plugins for ISA systems. The plugins provide product attributes within ISA components. Product plugins are discovered by clicking on the Updater tab, then select the New Products and Tools tab. So let's go to the Updater page. Slide 8, please. So this, you can see from this slide shot, there are three panels on Updater page: features, upgrades, and new products and tools. The feature panel allows you to view the features you have installed with ISA. By clicking each feature or each row, you can overview the short description and detailed information about the installed feature. You can also select one or more features to deinstall if you don't need them. From this screenshot, you can see I have installed the product plugin for WAS 6.1 and the tool plugin called the IBM Guided Activity Assistant. Upgrades panel allows you to see what upgrades are available to install for your installed features. One thing you need to know is that the installed feature is a product or tool plugin. It's not the real product you installed on your system. This is very important to understand how ISA is working. If you start ISA first time, you need to go to New Products and Tools tab to find and download new products and tool plugins. Otherwise, an ISA is not very useful for your product needs besides the search component. So after you download the product plugins by using Updater, you have to restart ISA, and ISA is automatically customized for your needs for specific IBM products. Slide, please. As I mentioned before, we identified there are five major customer needs. Let me go through one by one to show you how ISA will help you to meet your needs when you use IBM software products. So when you use IBM software products, you may think you are hitting a defect. So you are wondering, is this a known defect or if there is already have a fix from IBM? You are learning some new technology, such as Ajax. You want to get more information from IBM site. You are getting an error message when you use IBM products. You want to know what you should do. So you have a lot of how do I questions. So basically, you need to have a quick access to key IBM product information. The search component in ISA will help you to find information across resources of support information. Slide 10, please. So this is a search user interface. You can come here by click search tab on the top of the ISA. The search component allows user to concurrently search what we call search targets or search engines from user's desktop all at once in a parallel and concurrent fashion. The default search targets include IBM software support documents, IBM developer works, IBM News Group, as well as Google. I will come back to talk more about search target on the Product Information Center in a moment. As you select search targets, more search options may become available to help you filter or drill down your search criteria to a specific brand or document type. For example, if you select the second search target on this screenshot, which is the IBM developer work, you can filter your search to a specific IBM software brand. You can, if you select the first search target, which is IBM software support documents, also called Deep Blue search target, you can specify document types by clicking specific document type radio button. It includes IBM, TechNotes, MasterGather docs, white papers, read books, APAs, downloads, and other support related documents. I will tell you more about the extra search options for the first search target. After selecting the search targets and available search options, you can enter search phrase in the box, in the search box, and click search button to start your search. Search results will be displayed on the left panel and will be organized by your search target, then by brand or document type. Clicking any links on the left panel will display a list of the search results for that search target, brand, and document type on the right panel. The list of search results will display a title, description, and a link to the actual document. You can navigate through the results just as you were searching the actual software support website. Just as a note that ISA search targets are the same resources as the external search site, so doing a search while ISA is the same as going to website and performing a search there. Only difference is with ISA, your search query can be concurrently sent to the multiple search engines simultaneously, and you can access multiple search targets from one place. What a convenience ISA system brings to your desktop. There are a couple of things I want to get your attention. One is the search target under the Product Information Center. Another is the extra search options for the first search target. All of this is about the search extensibility. ISA search targets or engines are extensible. It means that IBM software product team can enable their product-specific search targets through their product plugin. For example, WAS 6.1 product team can enable searching of their info center as a search target in its plugin. You will have WAS 6.1 info center as a new extended search target from the ISA user interface if you install WAS 6.1 plugin. Another extensibility besides the search target is the IBM software support document search target. For this search target, IBM software product team can further enable filtering of search results to only include specific products and versions. All ISA search extensibility is accomplished through the product plugins. So from this screenshot, since I installed WAS 6.1 product plugin, so I will have an extra search option for Deep Blue search target, which will drill down my search on Deep Blue to WAS product, even the specific version. If DB2 is added in the product plugin as a companion product in WAS 6.1, you can select DB2 as well as your search options for the first search target, which is IBM software support documents, we call Deep Blue search target. And also, you will see the Save Options button and Reset button. You can always save your selected search targets and search options by clicking Save Options button, so they will be saved as your default preference next time when you come to search page, and you will see your preference for your search options there. You can always click reset button to go back your previously saved search options preference. Slide 11, please. So another scenario when you use IBM software products, you don't understand how to do this, how to do that. You want to talk to other users to see if anyone has ever had to do before. You need some general information about the product you are using. You just want to get the help me get there very fast. You like to learn how to improve your skills with IBM products, but you don't have time to navigate through in various of IBM websites. So you want to have easy access to helpful relevant education resources. The product information component in IASA will help you quickly find the right IBM site for your product questions. Slide 12, please. So if you click product information on the top navigation bar, you will come to the product information page. This component provides a list of links for the user to quickly access the right IBM site for a specific product question and support related issues. The goal is to provide the customer a centralized place where they can quickly access any IBM product support resources. All the links here are contributed via the product plugin. The user interface of the product information is pretty straightforward compared to the search user interface I just showed you. The left navigation panel lists all installed product plugins. Again, they are not the real product installed on your desktop. They are the product plugin installed with IASA system to customize IASA system for your specific needs. When you click one of them, the consolidated easy access key product information will be displayed on the right panel. For example, if you click WAS 6.1, you will see the link to home page, to support page. You can easily access IBM news group and forums. And also, if you want to improve your skills with using WAS 6.1, you can access one of the links under the skills enhancement. Also, if you have some trouble, you can come to the troubleshooting and you can find what the recommended fixes for WAS 6.1. Slide 13, please. So when you use IBM software products, you like some help analyzing your problem. You want to give some tool can help you with the problem you are experiencing. You also want to have the same tool that IBMers use to diagnose problems for you. So you want to have access to guided assistance to analyze and isolate software challenges. You want to have some serviceability tools to help you fix problems by yourself. So our new component tools in IASA will help you to investigate product problems using specialized analyzing tools. Slide 14, please. So by clicking tools on the navigation bar, you will come to the tool page. This user interface is very similar to the product information user interface. On the left navigation panel lists all installed product plugins, but only product plugins which have tools available are the enabled links. So if you want to use a tool for a specific product, you need to install tool plugins besides installing the product plugins by using IASA updater. Clicking one of them lists all tools available for the selected product will be displayed on the right panel. A short description is included with each tool. If you want to know more, you can click more details link. By clicking the tool name, you can start to run tools in a separate window. You can click Manage Tools button to go to Updater. So for this slide chart, and if you click WASP 6.1, and you will see IBM Guided Activity Assistant tool will be listed on your right. So if you click that tool name, you will start to run IBM Guided Activity Assistant tool to help you to analyze WASP 6.1 problem. Slide 15, please. So suddenly you think you hit a problem, you need contact IAC because it doesn't seem you have the solution by yourself. So how can you quickly gather the data IBM needs when you submit your problem? So you want to have a shorter time to get the solution back from IBM. Our service component will help you to submit a problem report to IBM expedited with the automatic data collection. Slide 16, please. So the same way, by clicking service tab on the navigation bar, you will come to the service page. The service component includes two related features. The first is the data collection, and the second is problem report management. Data collection seeks to make it easy for users to automatically, easily, and quickly gather information about their system or software configuration, the data about their problem symptoms, which assists IBM in problem determination. From the user perspective, this is a big improvement over digging through around the file system. So by click, collect data on the left panel, the right panel will show the available collectors the user can select. The system collector is always available and collects general system-related information. The product team can enable their collector in the product plugin to collect their product-specific information. All the user has to do here is to install the product plugin and come to the service component and click the collect data and select the right collector for your product and select the appropriate problem symptoms from the list and click collector. Click collect button. Slide 17, please. This slide shows you the new enhancement of data collector in IAC version 3.0. In IAC version 2.0, you can only select the product collector and run the data collection. In 3.0, besides select the appropriate collector for your product, you can from the problem symptom list to select the right problem to start your data collection. During data collection, the user may also be required to input some additional information to perform the necessary data collection. The user will be able to view the progress message. At the end of data collection, it will be displayed where the resulting jar file is and the file name, so you can go there to find the collected data to attach to your problem report. Slide 18, please. Sometimes you want to collect data in a different system where IAC is not available. How could you do that? So the new function of IAC version 2, create portable collector, will help you to do that. So if you click create portable collector, you can select the appropriate collector specify your output directory and your exported portable collector jar file. Click the export button and the product collector will be exported as a standalone application. You can use this jar file to run in a different system where IAC is not available. Slide 19, please. So you want to manage your problem reports you submit to IBM. So you just click Manage Problem Report and you will see you first you have to log in by using your login IBM ID, and that will be the same ID and the password as electronic service request profile, which is ESR, just in case you are not very familiar with. ESR is a website where user can manage and submit problem reports. We are simply bringing that functionality to your desktop. So after successfully logging, you will be able to submit problem report to IBM. Clicking Submit Problem Report will guide you through step-by-step to submit a new problem report to IBM. You can attach the collector jar file as part of the report. The required fields for submitting problem reports are the same as the ESR website. Another feature you can use to manage your problem report, you can click Listing the Problem Report. You will see all of the problems electronically created will be listed on your right panel. And you can view the status, short description, data open, and also append additional attachment to the problem report. So if you need to append additional log files, collector files to help IBM to do the problem determination, you can do this from here easily. Slide 20, please. The last component in IAC version 3 I want to show you here is preference. So you can click preference tab on the navigation bar to come to the preference page. From this page, it allows you to change the default settings or previous saved preference like the IAC login level or your default landing page. You don't want to always start with from the welcome page. You can select any page like the search and your default IAC landing page. If you use proxy server, you can use proxy setting preference to enter your proxy host name and port number. Also, you can set some preference for your search components. Slide 21, please. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. The Developer Works offers in-depth technical information. The events link on the support page points you to webcasts and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The ESR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Support link on all product support page lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. I'd like to turn it back over to Christy.
Thank you, Lee, for a great presentation. At this point, Jamie, we would like to open the lines for questions. I will now turn it over to our presenter, Lee and Chris. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star key, followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. And we'll take our first question from Sandy Kamsudi.
Hi. Thanks. First, I want to apologize because I tuned in halfway through and if this was covered in the beginning, I'm not sure. I have been working with the Tech Tivoli Enterprise Console plugin for the IBM Support Assistant on both a Windows and a Linux platform. As you know, you use a web browser to bring up the Support Assistant on a Linux box. And you just type in the host name and the port number and then IBM Support Assistant. There is no actual login that I saw. Is that true?
You mean you want to know is there a log file? You want to see this?
No, not a log file. It basically, what I'm saying is anyone who knows the host name and the port number can initiate a collection of material for a problem report. and without actually logging into the box at all?
This is Chris. For V3.0, that is true. For if you've upgraded to version 3.0.1, which is our latest release,
okay,
we're not allowing that anymore.
Oh, okay. So there will be an authentication?
There's no authentication. We've simply shut off. Unless you're only local hosts, you can initiate collections and use the IBM support system.
Only local hosts?
Right. Only from that machine can you use the IBM support system.
Oh.
Or 301.
Okay. So that's why you came with the portable collector, because...
That's correct. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So so that means only if your check server was on a Windows box could you use it then, unless you use the portable collector. Because the tech plugin says it has to be run on the Tivoli Enterprise console, and if it was on any kind of Unix box, you have to use a browser to bring it up.
And that browser should be bring up on the same system where you want to collect your data. Supposedly local data collection.
Oh, okay. So if you had a browser on the Linux box.
Yeah, that's fine.
Then I see what you're saying.
Next release, then, we are planning to supposedly remote data collection.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
And we'll take our next question from Teresa Britton.
Oh, hi. Yes, this is also about the portable collector that you were talking about, not the product that she mentioned. I don't know if it makes a difference. But when the jar file is created, for instance, if I'm running the ISA on my Windows box and I want to collect some information on a Unix box, I'm thinking that I create the portable collector and then copy the jar file over to the system I want to collect the information on, and then the question is, when I run that, will it automatically FTP the files to IBM for me?
No, it'll just create a jar file for you. It'll collect all the information and then wrap it up in a jar file.
Oh, okay, and then would I be able to submit?
Yeah, and then you can manage that jar file any way you want. You can FTP or email it.
Okay. Oh, so I need to be running the support assistant on the box that I want to collect the data on.
No. You use IBM support system to export your data collector, right? That data collector will be generated in a jar format. So
right.
You send that jar file to different systems, and you just run that jar file to do the data collection. So at the end of your data collection, another jar file about your, collected data will be generated in the different system. I'm not very sure in the set of non-data collector, they have an extra step at the end to make you to FTP the file to IBM. I have to confirm with the developer who work on the data collector. If you can send me an email, lichen@us.ibm.com, I can sign up.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star one for questions. We'll take our next question from Stefan Kwiatkowski.
Hi, yeah, about the portable collector, do you have to be a certain user to run it on your remote system, like root or what?
Well, you have to be able to unjar the collector file over there and unjar it, and then at least have read access to all the files that the collector needs to access.
And is the collector similar to like the WebSphere collector.sh that you have, or is it also geared for portal and other kind of collector methods?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
When you send the remote collector over, is it just doing a collector like in the WebSphere collector.sh command that is usual?
The current ISA doesn't support remote collection, and that's something that we're considering for a future version. What we're talking about here is actually moving, you'd have to just FTP it or copy it on disk and physically move it over, somehow move over the portable collector over to the machine that you want to collect information on, and then run it locally on that new machine.
Okay, and the collector, when the remote collector goes to the remote machine,
we do not support any remote collection.
Sorry, say that again.
We currently do not support any remote collection.
Okay, that's
so cool. The portable collector means that you would have to transport a jar file that has a collector in it, the collector functionality in it, and then transfer it to the second machine somehow.
Okay, then the collector functionality is what? Is it WebSphere normal collecting, or is it extra?
Well, it's powered by an inventory file, and it issues operating system-specific commands like gets and gathers the files. So if you were to export a Linux portable collector, I can maybe show you the inventory file. That might be easier. Or if you have ISA, you can just go ahead and initiate a portable collector and then unjar it and then look at the internal file to see exactly what commands it's issuing.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
And with no further questions, I'd like to turn the call back over to Christy Snyder for any additional remarks or closing comments.
Okay, thank you. And at this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation as well. Remember, a replay of this presentation will be available on the WebSphere Technical Exchange site early next week. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will also be announced on this site. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, Lee and Chris, for presenting.
And ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's teleconference. You may now disconnect and have a great day.